I sit here in a small cupboard. Felix bimbles up the stairs. He's making a silly voice he always uses when he's around the kittens. It carries. Felix, not a word, I bark. I'm recording. He grins good-naturedly.
Sorry,
he says, and thunders upstairs like an elephant, singing happily. My husband puts his head round the door.
I'm just going to have a very quick dunk, he announces.
Just as long as it's a very quiet dunk, I rejoin wearily. Can someone have a silent bath? Phil is going to give it a good go. I am sitting in the cupboard to record my voice. The spoken word is a passion here in this house, the written word equally so, and finally I have decided to follow a long-held passion to use my voice to make a little money. Humble stuff at first, telephone greetings and e-learning, but one day I want to be out there in the big wide literary world reading audiobooks. The trouble is, it's like the chicken and the egg. You can't get the gigs unless you have a little studio, and so we have stuck our heads above the parapet, purchased a big new Apple Mac and an audio interface and a mic stand and a mic. The effect of a microphone on a household like this one is marked. Everyone is suddenly a professional voiceover artist. Phil is the smooth newsreader, Maddie the comedy show gag artist. Felix will probably record something when I'm not looking. He is an accomplished photo bomber, and I fully expect him to come in and bomb some recordings sometime soon. They're all at it, with the exception of the one person who is meant to be. Me. I'm a bit tongue-tied. I have something akin to writer's block, only for speakers. Speaker's block. I'm finding it much harder than usual to say something nice to the ladies and gentlemen. We've had a few hitches. There's been a hold-up in the soundproofing. Oh, and the studio does not yet have a door, though that is safely stashed in Granny's garage round the corner. But I have possible work lined up, and it's a race against time to get it all up and running to meet demand. Thus, today, you find yourself my guinea pig. I'm reading and editing everything I can get my hands on, and that includes the blog. Blog? Pah! Today I bring you... podcast.